You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look
here. They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. Aye. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Oh, look who decided to show up.
Go ahead, Marcos. What do you want to say about Jackson Dart last night?
Hey, listen. Mo ball, dude. He was scooting.
That animal can fly.
Hey, he was scooting out there, dude.
He can move.
Hey, let me just say this. That's also young and tangible.
Oh, well, listen.
You know what I'm saying? Because remember, Aaron Rodgers used to run.
Yeah.
There's a lot of quarterbacks used to run.
Is this the
young, exuberant, energized? Don't worry, that slows down.
Last night was the one of the greatest days for intangibles in a long time.
Attaboo and Jackson Dart.
Man. That camp's Attaboo. He's not gonna last. He runs.
No, you know why? You know who he reminds me of? Maurice Jones-Drew.
Okay.
He lasted.
I feel like Maurice Jones was a little more elusive. This guy seems to run into eight people and just move all of them.
No, he has, as they say, he has some wiggle.
Some wiggle, some sneaky athleticism.
Yeah, because when you see him, he's very patient, and then he explodes. That in itself.
Would you like to refer to him as tenacious?
No. Tenacious is like you ain't even trying to be fluid. You ain't trying to pick a hole. You just running.
I felt like all of those red zone runs, he was just moving nine people. Just like,
because it's the red zone.
Rawr.
Don't take the situation or the circumstances of the game and then, you know, make a certain time run. The red zone, you ain't got much room.
He does the tush push, but he's the entire tush.
I mean, look.
He is
tackling because he's a low center of gravity, and those guys aren't getting low enough, and he just bouncing off of them.
Crazy,
plus, he's not a small dude. He's got some thickness to him.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
He's a moose. I'm just saying, like, oof. That's a tough style.
He's baby moose. Because he's barely 200 pounds.
They list him at 5'11". Yeah, I don't know about that one, dude. I don't know about that one, dude.
5'11", how much?
215.
So, let me get this straight. He's the same size as I was.
That's what they say.
Now, look at him and go look at a picture of me. We ain't the same size, dude.
It's hard to tell your size. Your shoulder pads are so big.
You can still tell how tall I am.
I always thought he was a lot smaller than that. 5'11 seems tall. Seems tall.
That sounds like something he said. Hey,
how tall are you? 3 seconds, Marcos, before he had to chat you up. He's like, oh, he's here.
You know, I'm a bit of a celebrity, I got to admit.
Can understand.
People are like, oh, your security opening card. Side,
perfect time to go talk to Marcos.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the light. Like, oh, the light is this.
Oh, the light's on.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go in. People question whether or not my key card still works. And so did I for a little bit. What's going on, John? Go down there.
Hey, that's a good way to determine whether you've been cut or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go for that early morning workout.
Mine's got a crack in it right now, so I have to really thumb it on there before it picks up the scan. At first, I did think, I was like,
I don't even know what my card looks like because I put it in the back of my phone and just.
Yeah, mine's.
I got that one from Marcos.
Mine's got a little.
I'm trying to trick him.
Oh, man. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Yeah, your final score last night. Giants put it on the Eagles in that second half. They won 34-17. Cam Scadaboo, 110 total yards, 3 rushing touchdowns. Jackson Dart, 17 of 25 for 195 yards in the air, 1 touchdown. Also ran for 1 because intangibles.
Mobile, dude.
He's mobile. He ran for 60 yards.
Pretty good.
Jalen Hurts, 24-33, 283 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick, 1 rushing touchdown. That pick, though, was a big-time backbreaker for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And listen, the good news for the Eagles is they live in a reasonable sports town, and they seem to be really pleasing with each other while they at least were winning.
Bad night for Philly yesterday, dude.
They've lost 2 games in 22 weeks. 22
Marcos,
regular season games or playoffs or whatever. And they are hot. They want to fire everybody.
We haven't tuned into Philadelphia Sports Radio, but Frog Boy is right because I don't know if you did you see how the Phillies lost last night?
Woo!
The Phillies.
They got to be. I think the whole fan base got to be on suicide watch. Right?
The Phillies lost.
You need to go check in on your. If you got a Philly friend,
yep,
who's a friend in all sports, football, baseball, basketball.
And I'm sure something's going on. Yeah, I'm sure something's going on with the Sixers. We don't know what, but I'm sure something.
For sure.
Give them a call and just do a wellness check.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look, the catcher was like this. First base. No. I want to get the guy out at home.
Airmailed it. It was tough.
What a terrible way to lose.
Yeah. Dude, the Dodgers are going to the NLCS and they won on an RBI walk and an error. Baseball. Hey, incredible. You know, and then
when they get to the next series, nobody's gonna care.
No, no one's gonna care. The Cubs did beat the Brewers 6-0, so that series is even at 2 apiece.
Oh, winner take all?
Winner take all. Winner
Every
take
time
all.
I hear that, you know who I think of, right? Games 7.
Oh, that's so annoying. Yeah, Beast did that.
Oh, God.
Very annoying. And then finally, in Philadelphia destruction last night, the Panthers.
Yeah.
Beat the Flyers 2-1 filthy.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Oh,
you know what it was? A 2-1 filthy.
2-1
you
filthy.
You know what's crazy? It's 2 games in a row. Where at the end of the game, they were trying to go, trying to get rid of the goalie, and the Panthers wouldn't let him.
Mm-mm.
And then they got a penalty.
Yep. That was
I'm
great.
Like, oh my goodness. What are they doing to people?
They wear your ass down. In another game where the Panthers outshot the other team by like 15 shots on goal, but it was still a close game.
Marchand could have had 4 goals.
Easy. Marchand did have a goal. He got on the board, and then Mr. Las Olas himself, Anton Lundell, with a power play goal. He's trying to take the mantle of King Finn right now in place. You know, it's kind of like when the king goes off to battle, you have the king who stays back, or is it that the prince who stays back and watches the kingdom? That's Anton Lundell right now. He's just taking care of the kingdom while the king is on the mend.
I see what you did, but
I'll take my minus one.
Yeah, too, like
minus one.
Too much explaining.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying? Too much explain. When you got to go in that detail,
I own
you
it.
You did a Mike McDaniel trying to explain your point.
For propaganda.
Let's try these out.
He's taking the new Mike Biamonte's for a spin.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got this. You say I got a new ride.
For hobnobbery.
So good.
Hey.
We hit that one a lot yesterday.
We fired that one up a lot yesterday.
This is good.
Any other ones you're concerned? You're curious about?
Oh, I like this one too.
For butchering English.
No, we didn't get that.
Oh no.
This is great.
That's it. Stuff. No, you know what he should have said? For blatant disregard for the English language.
Oh, might be putting in overtime.
So We have had a couple of crazy weeks in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
These Thursday night games have been wild.
I don't know what to make of it other than – you know, I believe over a course of 17 games, the best teams kind of work their way out of those situations. So I'm going to say I think Philly's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, you know, teams like New York seem to be coming on,
mm-hmm.
but they're not very consistent because after they beat, who did they beat? Didn't they beat Kansas City? Who'd they beat? Dallas.
They beat San Diego.
They beat San Diego.
Los Angeles.
They beat Los Angeles and then came back and threw up a dud.
Yep.
Right? So that's kind of, you have the teams that have young talent that are up and coming that aren't very consistent. And then you have the older teams who may be struggling now, but you kind of have to give them the nod as far as being able to get back to it. Now, from what I'm understanding, with the Eagles, last year they could just roll out and do whatever they wanted because they were more talented,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is kind of part of the thing that I was talking about with Mike McDaniel, right? It's okay to scheme your guys open. It's okay to scheme plays against the defense. Don't go out there and put your junk on the table and say, this is what we're going to do, beat us, right? That's part of coaching is devising plans to either counteract what they're doing or, you know, be ahead of the game and know or have an idea of how they're going to defend you and have something to counter that right away. That's where the Dolphins get caught up. And I think now the Eagles are getting caught up in that because you're walking around with your chest out because you just won a Super Bowl. Well, all these teams are chasing you. So what are they going to do? They're going to make Jalen Hurts throw the football where they want him to throw the football, and they're going to do whatever they can to stop the run.
Yeah, it's just the thing with Philadelphia that's going to be an interesting thing, and that's why I joked about it. It was like they already seemed on edge, and they were 4-1. Like, I don't know like if this is a team that feels like it's going to be able to go through any kind of a struggle or any kind of a hangover. I don't know.
I would say –
because it kind of all unraveled on them a couple of years ago. Like, right. They went to the Super Bowl, then they had a year where just they all were miserable with one another.
Right.
And then they won the Super Bowl. And now, like, this seems to be their cycle.
Well, part of the problem that they're probably having is they haven't really adjusted to the Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you win a Super Bowl, every week you play Hunger Games. The teams are going to put out their best effort. Teams are going to do all their tricks. Teams are going to, you know, scheme the hell out of you. Everybody circled your as a kind of a litmus test to see, okay, if we can compete with the Super Bowl champs, then I can now go into my guys and say, we can compete with anybody. And that's kind of what everybody's doing. So they're game planning their ass off, scheming every situation. They're putting extra work in the preseason and the week before, getting ready to play the Eagles. And the Eagles are like, this is what we did last year. Let's go do it again.
Can I answer the trust tree with you?
Sure.
You want to make fun of me?
Sure.
What is the original litmus test for? What is litmus?
Dude, Marco.
Yeah, that's such a dumb test.
Isn't a litmus test the little piece of paper you dip into?
You might be right. I don't know. That's why I asked.
So
that's Marco, why I entered the trust.
No. That's not why we even enter in the trust tree.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been ridiculed and mocked,
yeah,
made fun of, yelled at, degraded about asking this man a hockey question, a sports question. And then this guy throws at me, what exactly is a litmus test?
Yeah. The origins of the litmus from the 14th century. Of course, you don't know that information, Leroy. You don't know that off top. It is a chemical test used to determine the acidity or alkalinity.
Yeah,
that's probably not right. Of a substance.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Of course. I was right.
You were right. Yeah. Props to you. Give him a point.
That's pretty good, Leroy. I'll give you credit. I don't care what they say about you when you're not around.
You see, wait.
Point for Leroy.
Did I degrade him? Did I make fun of him? Did I go to break? Right?
You did not.
Right?
You did not.
Did everybody on Twitch and YouTube go, oh, hell, here comes another hockey question? No. I heard your question, and I did my best to answer it.
Not before you really wanted to jump down my throat, though.
No, like really, but I answered it first.
You were really upset.
Hey, the reason why I was upset was, how is this any different than a damn hockey question?
What was the litmus level on your confidence when you answered that?
It was pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. It's a Frog Boy Friday. We're back after this.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Everybody, it is Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. Miami Dolphins going to be back in action on Sunday. We'll have Game Day Uncensored come your way at 9 a.m. this week. Getting you ready for 4 hours of Dolphins coverage against the Chargers.
Oof.
Should be a hoot.
Well, they're banged up, which means nothing. I'm just trying.
You're trying to generalize it? Just anything? Throw us a bone?
I'm having a hard time believing that this team can't play better. Right? And I'm refusing to accept that. However, the spots and the places where the team is struggling are spots being held by young guys. Right? And that makes it tough to just make the comments that I'm making.
It's just
because I don't know when they're going to.
It's just a very flawed roster. It's a very flawed roster. It's a very flawed roster build, and everything that could potentially go wrong for them this year.
Can I tell you another thing that makes it even worse? Is that I can look at this team with my own eyes and see a lot of the young players and know exactly what the team is trying to do, right? They're going to play these young guys and we're going to just lick our wounds and move forward and be in a better place, hopefully, when they get it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what you told me before the season started. So you had me thinking everything was going to be fine and you were going to be competitive. Right? And
it's
and,
like you always
that's
say.
The part. That's the part I can see with my own eyes what you're doing. Then just admit it.
It's kind of like one of those things. Like you could have had, you could have been like the ghost of Christmas past going into Chris Greer, and you could have given him a Leroy Horde staple, which is making a lot of assumptions.
Right.
That the rookie was going to be the rock. That
correct.
The guys who are always hurt weren't going to get hurt.
If I had a question. To ask Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel, it would be this. You praised Patrick Paul last year, and he wasn't playing. And you were saying he's going to be a good one. So if you're going to play two rookies ahead of him, and he's good but needed development, you're telling me they're better than him?
No.
That's what you're saying.
No, but the thing was with him is that they didn't want to move him on positions. Like they were very, he's a left tackle.
Offensive line. That's not how football works.
I'm just telling you that's what their theory was.
Their theory was.
This one, they literally draft, like this was a, we drafted a guy, like that last year they drafted the heir apparent because they knew Teron Armstead's time was ticking. This year they drafted a guy to plug and play, and those guys haven't been ready to plug or play.
Right, which you can't know. You can think, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can think, but you can't know.
It's kind of the thing. It's the thing with him that's annoying, though. It's like this guy doesn't really even have a draft philosophy. He doesn't have anything he really seems to believe in.
Well,
he's always reacting. You know what he's doing? He always is reacting to his mistakes. That's what he's doing. That's literally how does Chris Greer draft? I draft to fix my other mistakes. He's like a guy. he maxes out a credit card and then he finds somebody else to go give him a loan. Like that's what he does.
Right.
You know, that's how it always works with him. It's like, oh, what do we need this year? Oh man, let's go get a corner because we don't have one of those. Oh man, I drafted the worst one. Damn it. Like that's literally how it's gone every single time with him.
Right.
I don't know. Froggy, are you – I see you were getting into the comments yesterday on Instagram. You're mad at people?
Look, I don't know if I want to give up necessarily and take a torch to this whole thing, but I can't help but watch literally every other team and see – I wish my team did that. Or like, oh, I wish my quarterback did that. Or I wish my O-line did that. I wish my running back did that. And if it's not one thing, it's another, you know?
The problem is that you have really good running backs. The problem is that you're asking your quarterback to be something that he's never been. And so you want him to be the best version of who he can be. Simple as that. That, like, whether you want a mobile quarterback or not, that's not what you have.
I do.
And so from that standpoint, deal with it. There's been successful quarterbacks who haven't been mobile. Now, it looks good now because, you know, and here's the crux of all of this. Offensive lines throughout the NFL, woof.
Yeah.
And so that's why you say, oh, I need a quarterback like that. But eventually it's caught up to them too, right? So I think you just need Tua to be better. You don't need him to run around. But like I said before, I don't understand how they implemented into the game plan moving the pocket, seeing the success they had moving the pocket. And then the very next week, you're sitting back in the middle of the pocket. You don't move him at all. So that is moving the pocket while your quarterback is not mobile. You understand what I'm saying? So him rolling out gives him some space, gives him some room to operate. I don't know why they went away from that. I can't for the life of me figure it out. Because even if you have an offensive line that struggles, right? The worst thing you could do is sit your quarterback in the middle and tell your offensive line, protect me. You move them. You give the offensive line angles. You give them an opportunity to be able to pick guys off, right? There's creative ways of protecting your offensive line so that your quarterback can be more successful.
I think the thing that just shows like where this team is at right now, and just like give you an idea of how crazy it is where we're at with this roster, is that 2 weeks ago I'm mocking the idea of Darren Waller and like he's gonna do anything, and now I'm just like, can he save us?
Waller.
Can we just get more Darren Waller? Because I kind of only trust him, and that's that in a nutshell just tells you where we're at.
That's part that that could be part of the problem too, right? But the way I looked at that was, if you have more guys that can expose the middle of the field, what it does is give you options outside, right? Waddle doesn't always have to cross the field. Waddle doesn't always have to run that deep square in. You got Achan you use in the middle of the field sometimes. You have Waller now, right? You got Washington. You got other options, but for some reason, whenever a play fails, it's the same people running the same routes. Like, you know what? We used to have a saying. Coach, take that play. Get rid of it.
Put it in the trash.
Put it in trash.
You think Mike McDaniel ever listens to that? Or you think he's like, no. Hold on.
No, he's like,
let me look at that.
Because you want me to tell you, you want me to tell you what coaches do? It's there if we execute it.
Oh my God, that would annoy me.
But it,
that would annoy me.
Like, one of the reasons why I liked the offense I played in Minnesota, because we ran the same plays but different formations, and everybody got to do something different, and it kept everybody energized. Because you might be that guy, the one time that catches that seam route, and you ain't never ran the seam route before, right? You might be the guy that catches a hitch. And you ain't never ran a hitch before, right? And so that made the offense fun and interesting. I see the same guys doing the same stuff. It's like they even doing it on the field, like, blah, here we go, blah, blah, blah. Like, keep them interested.
Take a break here on the program, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Back with more for this.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live all season long, kicking off with this week 6 matchup this week between the LA Chargers and Miami Dolphins. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You guys see a couple things happening in the NBA right now. We'll get back into the football on the other side, but yesterday it was announced that LeBron James is going to miss the start of the season. He has sciatica?
Yes, he hurt his booty.
He's had apparently a pinched nerve in his glute. And that, I guess, does that upgrade to sciatica? Is that how that works?
I think Leroy would probably know more than I would, to be honest. Leroy,
what? We're talking about LeBron. He's going to miss the next month with a sciatica.
So, you know what sciatica is, right?
Well,
you ever have a pain that it's like almost in your upper butt, like almost your hip, and it shoots down your leg, like a sharp pain. That's what sciatica is.
Can you fix that by hanging upside down like a bat?
So, yes, there's a lot of stuff you could do.
Boom.
Just depends on how bad it is.
Why did you say boom?
I'm a doctor, dude.
What? That doesn't mean you're a doctor.
Remember when
I'm not a doctor. I've just had all the injuries. Wait, Tobin. Jordo said something that was hilarious, but not funny at the same time. You ready? Dart has already been checked 3 times for concussions in the blue tent. Him and running back might get CTE before the season is over.
Oh, for sure, dude. Those guys, let me tell you, those guys got to be making that wrestling guy on Twitter, the Chris Nowinski, who's like looking to charge the Dolphins with murder.
Yeah.
He's already circling the Giants. He's trying to figure everything out with them. You know, I saw yesterday Brian Daboll was asked about, hey, why did you go in the blue tent? He goes, I'm just going to be honest with you. I wanted to see if he was going to come back in the game.
he was yelling at the doctor.
He should have been basically like, did you guys see Russell Wilson out there for the snaps that he was out there?
Poor Jameis. Jameis will never get a shot.
That was crazy.
Jameis is that security blanket that everybody wants but hopes they never have to use.
He's there for
because
strictly
you know,
vibes.
You know he could go in there and light it up. Dude's feels got like an arm. But there's that other Jameis.
Definitely feels like Russell Wilson's career ends with one more stint in Cleveland, and then it's a career. That's it.
Cleveland? Why are you with
him? Oh, you know he's going to Cleveland.
Oh, he's going to Cleveland.
Because they already had Jameis.
He The Heat did team bonding yesterday. They're back at practice today. Yesterday, Tyler Hero took the team out on a boat day.
Oh, great.
What do you mean, oh, great?
Oh, that's what they mean now. You know
the last crew that got on the boat got in trouble. And that's not, I'm not even talking about the Vikings. I'm talking about, remember the Giants?
Oh, dude. who feels like they get in most trouble on the boat day? Because I'm going Jovic. Feels like he plays too much.
Yeah, I'd say Jovic for sure.
You know Jovic is like, ooh, a shark. We don't have those in Serbia. Yeah, get a closer look.
That's
a nice team bonding thing.
Was that like a... This is in...
Jaime.
This looks like a yacht.
Did they tell Jaime... Man, he didn't get bubble guts shaking on the boat?
No. Oh. He has one of those patches.
Don't eat nothing, Jaime.
Okay, so this wasn't like deep sea fishing. This was like, let's hang out.
I think it was just a hangout party. I don't think they were.
Go back to the first picture.
Which one? The one of them.
The very first one.
First
one. Wanted to catch a marlin or something like that.
Dude, that looked like a fishing boat.
I'm going to fish in luxury.
Hey, the only fish you catch in little bikinis and hanging out on the beach.
Yeah, I like how they're like, hey, guys, picture. And Andrew Wiggins is like, nah.
Nah.
He goes, no thanks. So you got Jovic.
Why? Look, everybody got their shirt on. I guess Jovic did some crunches.
Yeah.
So he like, nah. And why is he in a bathing suit? Dude, it ain't that type of boat.
Oh, no. There's some who went swimming. Now, I know what you're going to say about the guys who went swimming because.
All intangible.
No, you don't know that, dude.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You don't know that.
Hey, Marcos.
Yeah.
Look at me.
No, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through the list. Bam. Mm-mm. Wiggins. Mm-mm. He's from Canada. He ain't jumping in that water.
Doesn't even want to take a picture.
Davion.
Look!
Who's that right there? That's the black Precious. Dude holding on, Precious. Making sure he don't get close to the water.
Precious Achiuwa is the only guy near the water.
Near the
Los Angeles.
Everybody else taking another.
And then
picture.
You have Vlad Golden, Pella, Jovic, and I'm guessing that's Jaime. So
who's this closest to us with the
vest?
Yeah,
that's Pella.
Oh, yeah, because he ain't from them parts. You know
Pella's like,
saying?
I can't swim, but I want to go in.
Yeah, nope. Y'all crazy. I'm telling you.
It's got to be.
Like, nah. Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Like, I'm just telling you. That it ain't, look. It's okay to make fun of our differences.
What?
Right? We are different in that way.
Hold on, we got this one. Hold on. All right, Keyshawn looks like he jumped in.
Oh.
Is it? You know he mixed, right?
Well,
which means he'll do it, but close to the shore, though. You know?
Yeah. No, that's not close to the shore. Oh, that's you got a couple hundred feet of water that far out.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, I hops don't work in water, buddy. You can have mad athleticism. That shark is the king of the water.
Didn't see Drew Smith there. Didn't get an invite, huh?
I think everybody got the invite. Yeah, I don't know
sure.
where he was.
I'm sure. I'm
Let's
sure.
see. You got a dominoes
playing
game.
Dominoes on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look. Let me throw this out there.
What's that?
This is where the nine intangibles was hanging out while they were swimming. It's okay. It's okay.
Tyler's there.
Huh?
Tyler's there.
He just watching.
Nah.
Tyler ain't playing no dominoes, dude. Come on.
Just, you know, if he's the host, he's just making sure everybody's having a good time at the party.
The only person that may play dominoes is Jaime.
Hmm.
But I don't know how far his, lineage goes.
This is Kalel looking at all the intangibles jumping in the water.
Hey, look out. Hey. I could see all the veins in his arm. He holding on to that rail so hard.
He's like, oh no.
he's like, y'all all right? Y'all.
You think Kalel's looking? He goes, oh no, is that Spo coming to us on a jet ski?
Hey, he go, I'd rather go on the basketball court and play defense. Hey, come on, man. I'm telling you. Like, it's okay. That's just things y'all like to do. Jump in random bodies of water and go swimming.
Definitely in this picture, it looks like.
Look.
Oh, man. Socks still on?
He is so far from getting wet. Look. Wiggins, too.
Oh, Wiggins has a hat and a book bag. Flip-flops.
I don't know whose shorts those are, but it looks like maybe Nico, and they're all looking at him like, oh, you're going in the water. Davion, Kalel, and Andrew Wiggins are like, mm-mm.
All I know is, look, all the three other nine intangibles looking at the one half intangible in disgust. That's what that is.
No, if anybody's looking, like, if there's two people on the team that are probably like playing in the water too much, it's definitely Nico and Golden. And feels like Nico feels like he's gonna run out. He's gonna swim after a manatee, and he's just gonna be like, "It'll grant me wishes."
Do they do that also? Is that another thing they do?
I'm telling you, look, it was supposed to be team bonding. But the events were team separating, right? All the intangibles in the water, all the non-intangibles playing dominoes underneath the cover. But that's okay. That's okay. They took the picture together at least.
Yeah.
And you could tell, look, the non-intangibles wasn't even close to getting in the water. Shoes and socks. Look at Bam. Look at Bam. they all looking over like, don't get too close, you might fall in.
Why are you high diving off of the top shelf, Pella?
Yeah, I'm telling you. This is like, you know what Bam, you want to tell you what Bam thinking right now? White folks crazy. that's what he's saying right now. Right? Is that Davion behind him?
I think that's Trevor Keels.
Oh, okay.
He's a Davion got tryout Davion. Guy.
Yeah. But man, like, yeah, that's crazy right there. But they look like they have fun. I like the one thing that I would say about the Heat. Before last year, right? No matter what went on with that team, they always had a bond, right? Because they never put each other in tough spots and situations. They could always stay the course. Last year was not only a test on Heat culture, but that whole situation tested friendships because, you know, it's okay to say that's my guy. It's another thing to go on that floor and say, I'm going to give everything for my guy. And that's kind of the thing that the Heat have always had. So when Jimmy did what he did, even though everybody understood it,
right,
that was kind of a culture shock as to, wait a minute, I thought he was going to come out here and just ball and deal with that on his own. Jarrell and says, that's the part that was tough.
Jarrell says, Ware got called out by Spo for not swimming with the team.
No, he didn't. He said, I'll take the zero on this one. Like, you think Spo getting in that water?
Spo seems like a water guy. I'm saying Spo's going in the water.
That's the next question. That's what I'm going to ask next time I see him.
All right.
Well, he wasn't on the boat, though.
No, he wasn't on the boat. That's Players Day.
Okay. So
Players Day.
No, you know, we pretty much knew or had an idea of what was going to happen on that boat if there was swimming in the ocean. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, yo, ain't look, I can swim.
You don't know that Andrew Wiggins doesn't love to swim. Andrew Wiggins might love to swim.
That he looked the least interesting. And it was
wait, is there anybody who looked farther away from swimming? He probably say my keys, my purse, my shoes, my socks. He said I want to, but I can't do it right now. And you know, like, he ain't even yell. You know, he's like,
guys, you get back to me on that, guys.
Yeah, y'all go ahead, because you know he kind of laid back. Y'all go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead on and let this one slip. Go ahead.
Because no, that's you, Casperus. You get
look,
it, dude.
Look at him. They just looking in shock. And one is whispering to the other one, ain't he a brother? He jumping like all crazy like that?
He hasn't taken off his book bag yet. Or like his purse. Like,
look at that. Look, you can tell them three ain't doing nothing. At least the other two look like they took off their shoes.
They all got socks. They're all going.
They all got socks.
What are we doing with there's boat shoes. Aren't there boat shoes? I feel like there's boat shoes.
What? Dude, clearly you have never been on a boat.
No, there's boat shoes. What are those called? Sperry's? Sperry's are boat shoes, right? Oh, you guys don't know.
If the only thing you will wear on a boat if you're going to get in the water is like some flip-flops or something.
Nah,
so
man.
So you can slide them off. But well, if you got socks on, you're not committed to the water. Let's just put it that way.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.